Blog Talk Radio. Now we're giving it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. For he is truly worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Well, I want to welcome each and every one of you here on today. I thank God for you. Praise God. I thank God that you are here to serve him yet another day. I thank God that you are alive. Praise the Lord. I thank God that he is meeting your needs. Praise God. And that he is covering you and protecting you and keeping you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God, for truly he is worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the glory, and worthy of all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiya, Jesus. It is just a beautiful day. Praise God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. So we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I got something to be grateful for. Praise God. I'm here. Praise the Lord. God is still blessing. He's still sitting on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's still protecting and keeping his children. Praise God. He's still healing. He's still delivering. Glory to God. He is still blessing his people. And I don't know about you, but that is something to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for all you are doing for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to his name. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we're discussing predators among us. Praise God. Predators among us. And you may say, well, woman of God, what do you mean, predators among us? Amen? Praise the Lord. I want to use a, praise God, saying of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. So if you would bear with me, glory be to God, for just a moment, amen? While I get this scripture, praise God, because I want you to see, glory be to the name of the Lord, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. I want you to see, praise the Lord, what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the name of the Lord. Chapter 7 and verse 15. Praise God. I'm going to be placing the scripture in the chat room so that you can see, praise the Lord, what I'm saying. Hallelujah. If you would go with me in your Bible to the book of Matthew, praise God, and look at chapter 7. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to show you what Jesus said. Amen. I want to say welcome to those of you who are in the chat room. Welcome to all of you who are on the phone lines. Welcome to those of you listening in by Facebook or Twitter. God bless you. Thank you so much, and welcome. Glory to God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and I'm going to go to verse 15. For those of you who don't have a Bible in front of you, please go to www.BibleGateway.com. I'm typing it into the chat room right now, and I hope and pray that you will go there and read the scripture with me. Praise God. I want you to see that what I'm saying comes out of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And I want you to see what Jesus is saying to us today. Amen. Because there are predators among us. So please, if you have not already done so, please go with me in your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Amen. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. Hallelujah. And it reads, and I'm reading out of the King James Bible. It says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Okay, so a predator, praise God, is somebody who comes to you and appears to be something that they're not. Inwardly, they are ravening wolves. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And right here it's talking about false prophets, but a predator just doesn't have to be a false prophet. It could be a false teacher, praise God. It could be somebody who pretends to be a brother or a sister in Christ, glory be to God. It could be anybody. It could be a preacher, praise the Lord, who has wrong motives. It could be a child of God that has wrong motives. Anybody can be a predator, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to give you some more scripture. Praise God, as I'm looking at a predator, and I'm looking at what Jesus says here. Inwardly, they are ravening wolves. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And if you will bear with me, praise God, as we go through these scriptures, hallelujah, you will begin to see with me what the Lord is showing us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. I'm also placing this scripture into the chat room. So for those of you who are listening in by way of chat, or those of you who are listening in on the phone line, praise the Lord, you will be able to see the scriptures, hallelujah, as I am placing them into the chat room. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. And so I believe you should be there with me because we just came out of the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, and now we are looking at Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. Jesus said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves." Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we're continuing to look at this word wolves, because a predator, praise God, is just like a wolf in your midst. Glory to God. A predator is just like a wolf in your midst. So Jesus wants us to be smart like a serpent. The snake is a wise animal. Praise God. You don't see the snake, hallelujah, Jesus, until they want to be seen. Amen. Depending on the kind of snake, if it's a rattlesnake, you can hear it. Praise God. Glory be to God. And then he says, to be harmless as doves. He's saying, I want you to be wise, but I don't want you to walk around hurting people. Amen. I don't want you to try to attack people for no reason, but I do want you to be wise. I do want you to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, that was Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. And so God is saying to us, beware that there are people out there who prey on you. Praise God. And they may think, glory be to God, that you are weak. Amen. They think, praise God, that you are alone and by yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. They think that you are oh, Jesus. Ah, yeah, Jesus. They think, praise the Lord, that you are just this defenseless animal, praise the Lord. Because, see, a predator prey, it's like a wolf that we're talking about, glory to God, preys among the animals to see which one of those animals that wolf is going to eat. That wolf is going to devour that animal, amen? And so they go looking for someone, praise God, looking for some animal. A predator is looking for someone. Oh, come on, somebody. Looking for someone that they can devour. Looking for someone that they can destroy. Looking for someone that they can manipulate. Looking for someone that they can get over on. Looking for someone who they think is naive and innocent. And that person, praise God, they'll be able to get whatever it is they want out of that person, amen. Those are predators, glory be to God. It could be your finances, praise God. It could be that you have a car, praise the Lord. It could be that you have, praise God, you have a close connection and relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they want to take you away from that relationship, so they prey on you, praise God, being a Christian and being kind and being sweet, so they can get into your inner circle, so they can take away what you have, amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. A predator is not looking to add anything to you. A predator is not looking to give anything to you, but they are looking to take something away from you. Amen. Hallelujah. And they're always looking. They're always watching. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Let us continue, glory be to God, into the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Go with me into the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 29. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20. I believe we're looking at verse 29 only, praise God. But as you're going there in your Bible, I'm going to look at some scriptures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, we're looking at verse 28 through 32. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Acts 29, verse 28 through 32. Praise God. But you can read down further into the scripture to see what Paul was saying. Amen. Hallelujah. And to see who he was not. praise the Lord, and what Paul was not trying to do. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Acts 20 and verses 28 through 32. It says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Okay? A wolf is your enemy. A wolf is not your friend. Amen. Hallelujah. A predator is not your friend. Amen. They are there for their own satisfaction and pleasure, but they are not your friend. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, also of your own selves shall men arise among you, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Praise God. They want somebody that they, praise the Lord, can be in control over or be Lord over. Amen? Someone who they can tell what to do and what to say and how to walk and what they can and cannot do. Praise God. Outside of what God has already laid as a foundation. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. They came in, praise God, but not for fellowship. They came in, but not for friendship. They came in to see what they could take away with them. Amen? Hallelujah. Because, see, a predator does not come to help you, but comes to take something away from you. Amen? Glory to God. Praise God. And I read those scriptures to you so that you can get an idea of what the Lord is saying to us about a predator. Amen? And how that predator, praise God, they're not there for you. Amen? They're not there to help you in any way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They're there to help themselves of you. Amen. They're not there to help you. They're there to help themselves of you. Amen. It says, therefore, watch and remember. It says, always be looking and watching. He says, by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Paul is saying, listen, this thing is serious. You don't know. People are coming in, and they're coming in to destroy you. They're coming in to destroy the work of the Lord. They're coming in on their own motives, and they're not coming in, praise God, for anything that is holy, for anything that is righteous. Glory to God. He says in verse 32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Paul is saying, I'm not here, praise God, so that you can be my disciple. I'm not here so that you can be my student. I'm not here so that I can be in control of you. I'm here to do what the Lord has sent me to do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Nisi, because you belong to the Lord. You don't belong to me. Amen. You belong to the Lord, and he is Lord, and he is Savior, and he is Master. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to welcome, call unto me, praise God. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming and being present here among us. Praise the Lord. I count it a blessing, praise God, anytime that you are in our midst. Amen. And I thank God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now I want to give you, glory to God, some definitions. Amen. Some definitions. Because a predator, praise God, by definition, praise the Lord, if we're looking first at animals, praise God, who are looking for food, something that they can eat, something that they can devour, something that will fill their bellies and their stomachs. It says a predator is an organism, praise God, that lives by preying on other organisms. So the only way, praise the Lord, that they can live, glory to God, is by preying on others. The only way that they can get by, praise God, is by taking from others, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, to fill themselves. Oh, come on, somebody. People are scheming and scamming continuously, trying to see what they can get out of you, trying to see how they can get over on you, trying to see what it is they can get from you, trying to see how they can help themselves to you. Oh, Jesus, come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they come in, like Jesus says, like a sheep. Pretending to be sheep, pretending to be gentle, pretending to be kind, pretending to be loving, pretending that they like you, pretending that they need you, pretending so that they can trap you, praise God, so that they can get whatever it is they're trying to get out of you or from you, amen? And sometimes the predator is preying on you, praise the Lord. As a woman of God, they're trying to get you, praise the Lord, to lay down with them, amen? Oh, come on, somebody. We got wolves in the church. They're trying to get you to lay down with them. Praise the Lord. Because, see, you called yourself, praise God, a child of God, a woman of God, and you're waiting on your husband, and a wolf comes right on in and says, let me see if I can pray on this woman because she's weak at this moment and she's waiting on her husband. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me pray on this man because he's weak and he's waiting on his wife. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me pray on this man because he's having trouble and problems at home. Let me pray on this woman because she's having trouble and problems at home. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So they're praying on your moment of weakness because, you know what, this person here has an issue. And when a person can see your issue, praise God, they try to pray on your weakness. Okay, he's friendly, she's friendly. Let me get on in here and see how I can get what they have so I can keep it for myself or get what they have so that I can take it and put it on the shelf as a trophy. I had her. I had him. Oh, come on, somebody. They've got your goods. They've got, oh, Jesus, they've got what you treasured the most, praise God. Hallelujah. What you were keeping for that special someone. So come on. They know that, you know, the Bible says, praise God, that give and it shall be given unto you. The Bible says, praise God, prove me. Oh, Jesus. The Bible says, and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven. Praise God. They know that the Bible says that, you know, there are prophets out there. And the prophets can tell you things that are about to happen. And so the prophet gives you a word, and you don't even know if that's a false prophet. You don't know if that's a false teacher. You don't know if that's a false preacher. You don't know who that person is. But you want to hear a certain thing, and they know what it is that you want to hear, so they know that you will whip out your wallet, whip out your pocketbook, whip out your checkbook, and give a check, praise God. Give a love offering. Give an offering, period. Oh, yes, it's time to sow a seed to meet that need. Come on now. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. But what they want, what they're praying on, praise God, is the weakness of a Christian, praise God, that loves their God and loves the word and wants to sow an offering and wants to sow a tithe and wants to do what is right by the Lord. And they're looking at that and saying, that's a naive person, and I can get over on him, and I can get over on her, and I can get something out of him. I can get something out of her. Let me see how much money I can get out of her. Oh, come on now. My God. Glory. Let me see just how much I can get them to give. Let me see. Oh, come on, somebody. Because Solomon, when he gave an offering to the Lord, and it was a thousand of this and a thousand of that, and he was just sowing. God knows what he gave to you, woman of God. He knows how much money you have. He gave it to you. God knows how much money you have, man of God. He gave it to you. He knows what you have. He's not going to ask you for $1,000 you don't have. Okay. Praise God. I believe I might have stepped on a few toes. Glory be to God, but that's okay. Praise the Lord. If you don't have $1,000, how can you give $1,000? Solomon was sowing from that in which he had. He had enough to where he can sow the amount of animals he was offering to the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, come on. He had an abundant amount, praise God, to give to God out of what God had already given to him. Amen? He had more than enough. He could give more than enough. God was not asking him to give something God knew he didn't have. Oh, come on, somebody. Or make a vow today that you're going to offer up $1,000, and if you don't have it right now, you're going to do $100 a month. Let me tell you something. Unless God told you to give $100 a month, then you shouldn't be vowing to give anything that God didn't tell you to give. Amen? Prayer is still relevant today. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer is still relevant today. Amen. When David wanted to know what to do, whether he should pursue his enemies or not, whether he should go this way or that way, David sought the Lord. Amen. In order to know what it was that he was supposed to do, David didn't just make a move before he knew what move to make. Amen? He said, well, wait a minute. Okay, I see that this is what needs to happen, or it looks like this is what needs to happen. Let me go consult the King of Kings first. Let me go consult the Lord of Lords first. Let me go and see if this is what God wants me to do. No, but because people are praying on the people of God, amen, praying on a weakness. The Lord says he loves a cheerful giver, so give, 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 give. Praise God. But did God tell you to give that amount? Did God say what it is that you should give? God will tell you what to give. Amen? All you have to do is ask. Glory to God. If you ask, praise God, God will give you the answer which you're seeking. Glory to God. So you. And praise the Lord. They got all these different things going on, and these children over here, and they're starving, and they're hungry, and they're not eating, and just give the money. And listen, before you do any giving,
I'm not telling you to be stingy, but I'm telling you, praise God, to consult the Lord. Amen. God is not telling you to give into everything. God is not telling you to sow into every house. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. But they're preying on your weakness, praise the Lord, and trying to please God and trying to satisfy God, amen, and trying to do what they think is, praise the Lord, how they're going to be able to get over on you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. They're trying, praise the Lord, to deceive you. They're trying, praise God, to take from you what God has blessed you with. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So it says a predator is, Jesus, an organism that lives by preying on other organisms. Basically, a predator is an animal that lives by preying on other animals. Amen. Glory to God. A person that lives by preying on other people. Amen. Glory to God. A person that makes their money by deceiving people. Oh, come on, somebody. All these different schemes and praise God, ways to try to trick you and scam you and get you out of your money. Glory to God. So that they can have your money for themselves, so that they can, oh, come on, somebody. What does the definition say? An organism that lives by preying on other organisms. So they eat other animals, praise God. And so they're trying to eat your blessing, praise God. The money that God has blessed you with, they want to take and fill their bellies with. They want to take and go buy them something to eat and buy their wife something and buy their children something and buy their husband or their partner or their mate or whatever it is. Go and do something with your money. Oh, come on, somebody, that God has blessed you with. They're trying to take from you instead of giving to you. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you must understand, praise the Lord, that they want what you have. Amen. They desire, praise God, to have your money. A woman that desires, praise God, she's praying on your weakness, glory be to God, because she desires to have your husband. Oh, come on, somebody. Getting in good with you so that they can get what you have. Getting in good with you so that they can get information out of you, or they will be able to manipulate you or use you or say, okay, well, I know that this woman has a weakness, praise God, and she, oh, Jesus, she smokes cigarettes, praise God, and she calls herself a woman of God, and she wouldn't want the church to know that. So, you know what? I know that you smoke, and I know over there, you know, you praise the Lord and clap your hands and you shout and run down the aisle, but what if the church knew that you smoke? What if the pastor knew? You know, I know this woman has a weakness, and she drinks, and I know this man has a weakness, and he cheats on his wife, and what if your wife were to see these pictures? Oh, Jesus. What if she was to know that you sleep with the other woman in the church who sits at the end of the aisle from you? Why do you think that woman always sit on the same aisle with you and your husband, always in the same spot? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. That person that I see you down, sister, you know, what's going on at home? And, oh, your husband, he's not treating you right and trying to take away what you have, trying to destroy the covenant that you created with God and your man of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Make you commit adultery. Oh, come on. Because you just need somebody who will listen to you. Oh, come on now. he's not around a lot. You know, he works a lot. Well, come on, somebody. Oh, come on, people of God. He's not meeting your emotional needs. Oh, come on now. So he's going to tell you how you're a good woman and you're a good mother and how, you know, you're bright and intelligent and how he should treat you best. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praying on your weakness. Glory. Praying on your weakness. Trying to get in good with you so they can see what kind of money you make. Trying to get in good with you so that you'll let your guard down so that they can take every dime, nickel, and penny, dollar that you have. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Prophet, praise God. I know you're there. Glory to God. I know you're listening. Man of God, you can pick up that phone at any time. Praise the Lord and call in. That number is 646-929-0305. Praise the Lord. 646-929-0305. You know what to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. The second definition of a predator, praise God, hallelujah, and I'm going to put this into the chat room right now, is one that victimizes, plunders, or destroys, especially for one's own gain. You know, because you're just so happily married. Oh, come on, somebody. And she don't have a husband. You happily married, and he don't have a wife. You know, your family is close, and you're together, and you do for one another, and they don't have that relationship. You know, your mother, you know, she's provided for you, and she's been there for you, and they don't have a mother. So they're trying to get in good with your mother so they can take your mother, get in good with your father so they can have your father. Oh, come on, somebody. You speak well of your father and how he takes care of the family and how he provides for you and your mother. And she's listening and she's like, well, I would like a man to take care of me like that. I would like a man to shower me with love and do good things for me. And you know what? Let me see how I can get in here. So come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're victimizing people. Oh, come on. Looking for someone, praise God, looking for their next victim, their next meal ticket. Oh, come on now. Glory to God. You were praising God and thanking God and glorifying God and worshiping God. And then they stepped into your life and it seems like a whirlwind went through your house. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Because they were not in your life to plant anything. They were in your life to pluck up that which had already been planted. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to give you another definition, praise God. Because, see, a predator, in order to catch their prey, praise God, they plan, praise God, in order to attack their prey. They plan in order to get, you know, their next meal. Amen. Hallelujah. And they lay a snare for you, praise God, because, see, they're trying to get something out of you or take something from you, or they're trying to, praise God, use you to get what they want, use you to get where they want to get, use you in order to help themselves. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And so they decide that, you know what, it's okay if I get this from her, because you know what, she can just get something else. She can get another husband. Oh, come on, somebody. She can get another wife. You can have more children. You can get another job. Another promotion will be coming somewhere down the line for you. You can wait it out. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because they're looking to get something for themselves. And so it does not matter if they have to take something away from you so that they can have it for themselves. Amen? Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I have two definitions for the word snare. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to place them now into the chat room. Praise the Lord. So you can see. Praise God. Because a predator sets a trap for you. A predator sets a snare to try to entrap you. Amen. So they can say, I got you. I got you. I have you right where I want you. Amen. I have you right where I want you. Something that I can use against you. I can blackmail you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Or I can make it appear that you're doing something that you're really not doing in order to take what you have away from you. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. A snare is a trapping device often consisting of a noose used for capturing birds and small mammals. Okay, so this animal, this predator that's looking for food is trying to trap the other animal, praise God. Or this person who's trying to trap this animal in order to eat, praise the Lord, is setting a trap for them so that they can get what they are looking to have, praise God. What is it? What kind of snare are they setting for you? What kind of trap or what kind of plan are they planning out and putting into place so that they can be able to destroy you? Oh, come on. If they have to lie to get what they want from you, they will. Praise God. If they have to plant false evidence, glory to God, in order to stop you from being who you are, they will. Praise God. And so you have people looking at you like, how could he do such a thing? How could she do such a thing? Praise God. Case in point, let us look at the story of Joseph when he was in Potiphar's house and he had been working and he was diligent in his business and he was still tending to what the Lord had given him and he was still staying before God. And here comes this woman who's trying to trap him, laying a snare for him, trying to lay with him, and he will not lay with her, praise God. So she devises a plan in order to entrap him. If you will not lay, if I cannot convince you to fornicate, if I cannot convince you, oh, come on, somebody, to sin against God, then let me lay a trap for you. Let me lay a snare for you so that when he came in that day, there were none of those guards around. There were none of the people who should have been in the room. Praise God. Nobody to see what was happening. Praise the Lord. And so she thought that she would get him that day to lay with her. And Joseph said, no, how can I do this and sin against my God? How can I do this to Potiphar out of everything he's done for me? How can I do this? Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. And so her pride was wounded. Praise God. She's throwing herself at him. She's offering herself to him, and he will not take the bait. Glory to God. And so she says, since I cannot have you, since I cannot get what I want from you or out of you, then I'll make sure, praise God, that I do something to you. I'm going to lay a snare and a trap for you. Let me pull this coat off, praise God, so when my husband comes in, I'll say, he tried to rape me. because she's angry that Joseph would not lay with her. Oh, come on, somebody. People are just that devious to where if they can't get what they want from you, they'll try to do something else to you in order to try to destroy you. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me give you the second definition for the word snare. It says something that serves to entangle the unwary. Hallelujah. Praise God. They're trying to entangle you. They're trying to, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, get you into something that you can't get yourself out of. Praise God, to where it appears that you've done something that you haven't done. It appears that you've said something that you have not said. Praise God. It appears that you're lying about something that you have not lied about. They're trying to trap you. They're trying to ensnare you. They're trying to entangle you in their web of lies, in their web of deceit. Well, you know what? If you don't help me with this that I'm about to do, I'll tell your husband, praise God, what you do with that money, praise the Lord, on Saturday. When you tell him you're going off to the country club, praise the Lord, and you're really going to the casino, if you don't help me, amen, do what I'm trying to do. I'll go into your superiors and tell them, you know, because you walk in the doctor's office, you take medicine home. Go, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, because they've been watching. They've been looking. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's get into some more scripture. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 21. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Nisi, we're going there. Praise God. You got ahead of me. Praise the Lord. But we are going there. We are going there. To that same scripture, praise God. God is good, woman of God. I wasn't there, and I didn't know, but the Lord has us through his Spirit, through the Holy Ghost, on one accord. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this was when Saul, praise God, was oh God, he feared David and he hated David. Praise the Lord. He did not like David. He wanted to destroy David. He wanted to kill David. Amen. He wanted to stop David from being king. He wanted to stop David from receiving what God had already given to him. Samuel had already anointed David king. Amen. Glory to God. And if God has already anointed you, praise God, if God has already given you the office of someone else, if God has already given you the ministry that somebody else may even right now be ministering in, praise God, they may have a mega, oh, Jesus, I don't know who I'm talking to, praise the Lord, but the Lord says they have a mega ministry, praise God, but because they have not been faithful unto me, because they have fed themselves of the flock, praise the Lord, glory to God, because they have not fed my sheep, praise God, because they have scattered my flock high out of our sight, because they have not did what thus saith the Lord, amen. They have been disobedient unto me, glory to God. So you see them filling the place in which you will have. You see them with the ministry in which you will have. Because I need a faithful shepherd. I need someone who really loves the sheep, who really cares for the sheep, who really will nurture the sheep, praise God, in my spirit. In the name of Jesus, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are welcome to call in, praise God. If God is confirming his word unto you, praise the Lord. You are welcome to call in, praise the Lord, as God is moving right now. The Spirit of God is moving, glory to God. You are welcome to call in, praise the Lord, and give God the glory for what he is saying to you right now, praise God. For what he is saying right now, allow the Lord to see, praise the Lord, that you, glory to God, that you want what he has for you, that you know, praise God, that if he said it, glory be to God, there is nothing and no one that can stop you from having it, praise God. Even if they're occupying your house, occupying your car, it still belongs to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even if they're high out of a Sunday, even if right now, praise God, they're in the place in which you will be, they're in that ministry, praise God, they've grown it, oh Lord, ah, yeah, Jesus, they've grown to the place in which it is, but you will come and take the mantle. Hey, yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, call unto me, for stopping by. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just because somebody has, praise God, what God said is yours does not mean you won't have it. Amen? Glory to God. Saul was king, praise God, but David would assume mantle as king. And there was nothing that Saul was going to be able to do to stop David from being king. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, and Saul said, I will give him her that she may be a snare to him and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. It says, wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law, in the one of the twain. Oh, come on, somebody. He's going to give, oh, Jesus. Saul is going to give David his daughter in order to trap him, in order to allow the Philistines to be against him. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise God. People will give you something in order to trap you with. Praise the Lord. In order to destroy you with. They'll give you something. They'll give you a job, amen, in order to destroy your relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. They'll give you a car in order to destroy your relationship because they know that that is going to take you away from God. It's not going to bring you or draw you closer to God. It's going to take you away from God. Oh, come on, somebody. Because they're preying on you. Amen? My God, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so a man will do the same thing that Saul, King Saul, was doing, trying to give his daughter to David in order to destroy him. Even right now, a man will give you their daughter in order to take your money out of your bank account because they know that your weakness is women. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, praise God. They know you got a weakness for women. Oh, come on. They've been watching you. They've seen that, you know what, you'll give her your all. You'll give her whatever you have, you know, because you just want to be with the woman so bad. Oh, come on now. You just want somebody to love you. Come on now. Oh, come on, somebody. You just want a man to love you. That you say, baby, don't worry. You don't have a job, don't worry about it. You come on, I'll help you until you get yourself together. Oh, come on, somebody. And that man is preying on your weakness. They know you got low self-esteem. They know you don't feel good about yourself. They know you don't think you're beautiful. They know you don't think you're pretty. You don't think that you're handsome. Oh, come on, somebody. So they'll feed you with words. Baby, you're beautiful, and you're pretty, and you're one, and I love you, and I need you, and all so they can get what they want out of you. Oh, come on, somebody. You're so special to me, honey. There's no other woman out there in the world for me but you. Preying on your weakness. Jesus, preying on your weakness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next scripture, which is in the book of Job, chapter 18 and verse 10. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, most people who set a snare for you, set a trap for you, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. They're only trying to hurt you. They're not trying to help you. They don't want you to get what God has for you. Saul did not want David to be king. But God had already spoken. God had already given a word. God had already decided. His mind was already made up. Saul could not stop David from being king. It was already established. Glory to God. Let's go to the next scripture. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you are getting something out of this word, praise God. That God is really speaking to you, amen. It says the snare is laid for him in the ground and a trap for him in the way. Who's trying to lay a snare, a trap for you? See, because you counsel women at your church, praise God, but you counsel them one-on-one. You counsel children at your church, but you counsel them one-on-one. Praise God. And so even if you did not do anything to them, they can lie on you because that is the snare or the trap that they're, oh, Jesus, that they are laying for you. Praise God. And because no one was there, glory be to God, it can be assumed that you laid with that young woman. You laid with that young man. Praise God. You molested that child. Oh, glory. Come on now, somebody. You slept with that woman. You slept with that man because, see, this person is making it sound so real. As if it really happened. Praise God. And now the people believe them. And they feel, you know, well, how could a woman of God do such a thing? How could a man of God do such a thing? How could a leader? How could you? praise God. And you don't even have to be a leader. You can just be a person in the pews, praise the Lord. How could you? And they're lying. The person is lying. They are doing what the Word of God says, bearing false witness. But because no one was there, oh, come on, somebody. It's your word against theirs. Hallelujah. See, they're laying a snare for you. They're laying a trap for you. Because they don't want you to be a preacher anymore. They don't want you to be a teacher. They don't want you to be who you are. They don't want you to have the job that you have. They don't want people to think good and well of you anymore. They want them, they want them to see you as a low-down, dirty, nasty, disgusting person. So they set a trap for you in order to be able to take you down. To destroy you. Oh, come on, somebody. My God. I see area code 111. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a brief song so that I can see who my caller is, and I'll be right back.
Been through trials and tribulations, been the talk of conversations, been abused with no direction, through it all found consolation, knowing that my Father loves me, He gave life just to show me, even when I'm feeling lonely, He's always there. I am a testimony, and it's by the grace of God. Been through ups and downs, been all around. But I'm still here. I am a testimony for all men to see. God is still working miracles today. God is still working miracles today.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord our God. Let's go to the next scripture, which is in the book of Psalms, chapter 9 and verse 16. Praise God. Psalm chapter 9 and verse 16. Hallelujah. And I place Bible Gateway back into the chat room so that you guys can see it, so that those of you who don't have your Bibles in front of you, praise God, you can go to BibleGateway.com and see where I'm reading the scripture from. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Hopefully you've had some time to get there in your Bibles by now. So the book of Psalm chapter 9 and verse 16. I am reading it from the King James Version. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. Okay? The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so you see that the Lord executes judgment, and he's watching over his people. He's watching over his children. He's watching over his sons and his daughters. Praise the Lord. And so when a person thinks that they're getting over on you or they're going to take something from you, amen, praise God, God steps in and says, listen, the trap that you think to lay for my son or my daughter, praise God, will be the trap that you're laying for yourself. What you're doing, praise God, will entrap you. Praise the Lord. See, because people only want to try to take something from you or get something out of you, praise God. But God is saying, don't worry about them, because the trap that they lay for you, oh, Jesus, will be the trap that they lay for themselves. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, it's no good for you to try to get over on somebody, to try to manipulate somebody, to try to take something from someone, praise God, because you don't think that they should have it. You don't think that they're worthy of it. You don't think or feel, oh, Jesus, you don't think or feel that, you know, what they have belongs to them. They have what is yours, amen, and you're just trying to get what is rightfully yours. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Go with me into the book of Psalm, chapter 38 and verse 12. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because, you see, this is what people are trying to do. And God is saying, don't worry. Don't fret. Don't fear. What they think they're about to do to you is about to be done to them. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to the Lamb of God. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to do anything. Oh, come on, somebody. Because what they are doing or what they are trying to do, glory to God, will not prosper. It will be their problem, not yours. Amen? They're trying to create a problem for you, but what they don't realize is they're creating a problem for themselves, because what they could not understand, what they did not see, or what they didn't want to see, praise God, is the God in you and the God with you and the God for you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that said, I would never leave you or forsake you. Oh, come on, somebody. You are a child of God. You belong to God. He bought you with a price. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's not looking for anybody to mistreat you, anybody to harm you, anybody to take or steal from you. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So it says in the book of Psalm, chapter 38 and verse 12, it says, they also that seek after my life, they lay snares for me. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody that wants you taken. Oh, Jesus, they want your job. Come on now. They want to be you. So they're laying traps in order to try to take away from you what you have. Because they don't think you ought to drive that car. They don't think you ought to wear those clothes. They don't think you ought to make the kind of money that you make. Oh, come on, somebody. They don't think you ought to drive what you drive. They don't think you ought to eat, praise God, what you're able to eat. They don't think, praise the Lord, that you can have that man because he's too good for you and you're not beautiful or pretty enough for him. They don't think that you should have that woman because, you know what, she should be my wife and those should be my kids and that should be my ministry and, oh, come on, somebody, that man of God should be my husband and that man supposed to have married me, not you, and, oh, come on, somebody. My God. So they're trying to lay a trap for you in order to take from you what you have. Amen?
David says, and they that seek my hurt, they seek mischievous things and imagine deceit all the day long. They're thinking up lies that they can tell to try to hurt me. They're thinking up ways that they can go before the congregation and say, did you know brother so-and-so? Praise God. We saw him over there. Oh, glory. We saw him at the XXX porn shop. We saw him at the strip club. We saw him, praise God, with another woman. We saw her, praise the Lord, sitting with another man who was not her husband. Oh, come on, somebody. We saw him entertaining, you know, a woman that was not his wife. We saw her, you know, flirting with a man that was not her husband. We saw her, praise God, trying to break up a happy home. Somebody is lying in wait trying to take what you have. Lying on you. They want your position in ministry. They want the title that comes along with being who God has anointed and appointed you to be. Oh, come on, somebody. Not knowing what you went through to be where you are. Not knowing where the Lord has brought you from. Glory to God. Not knowing that you need to be proved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. All they see is themselves standing before your congregation or themselves standing in the pulpit and speaking to the members of the church and praise God. All they can see is themselves in your position. All she can see is herself as his wife. All he can see is himself as your husband. All that woman can see is herself as your daughter. All that man can see is himself as your son. Come on, somebody. People are lacking in the world, and they see what they want, and they go to any extent and length to get it. If they have to take away from you to get what they want, they are willing to do so. If they have to ruin your law practice, if they have to ruin your doctor's practice, praise God, because they say that you harmed them in some kind of way, something that they had already previously before you ever did an operation on them. And so now they're trying to say that when you operated on them, you messed them up, and since there was no record of that thing, praise God, they're going in there, and now they're suing you, praise the Lord, and people are suing ministries now. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. People are suing ministries. Because the motive is the money. Amen? Not God. Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be careful, people of God. We got to be mindful that not everybody who pretends that they like us is for us. Not everybody who smiles at us, praise God, has good intentions or good motive. Come on, somebody. And the one that you thought was a friend was an enemy, praise God, was a wolf in sheep's clothing. Glory to God. Go with me, praise the Lord, into the book of Psalm chapter 64 and verse 5. And that's what we're saying today. We're saying in Psalms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you some time to get there, praise the Lord. And I hope and pray that this word is really blessing you. I hope and pray that this word is really ministering unto you and really speaking to you, because I can tell you, people lay in wait in order to get something, in order to see something, in order to hear you say something that they can take and try to entrap you with. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 64 and verse 5 says, they encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? See, because they don't think that God sees and hears what they're saying or what they're doing. They don't think, praise God, that nobody is aware of their actions. But I'm telling you here and on today that God is aware of what is happening. He is aware of what they're about to do, what they're trying to do, praise God.
and he's trying to warn you. He's trying to warn me. He's trying to warn all of us, glory to God, because somebody's trying to get in and get in good in order to be able to take you down and wipe you out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, baby girl. Preach, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Go with me, praise the Lord, into the book of Psalm 91 and verse 3. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for this word tonight because I'm telling you that people are and have been laying traps for us, trying to catch something that we have said so that they can run and take it back to somebody and say, hey, do you know what brother so-and-so said? Hey, do you know what sister so-and-so said? Hey, do you know, praise God, in order to start confusion, in order to destroy a relationship, in order to take away from you, amen, what you have. In the book of Psalm 91 and verse 3, it says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. See, God is going to deliver you, praise the Lord, from the trap, glory to God, that the enemy is trying to place in front of you. Amen? He will surely deliver you. That means beyond the shadow of a doubt, God's going to get you out of that place the enemy is trying to take you into. He's going to get you out of that place, praise God, that they're trying to destroy your career, they're trying to destroy your marriage, they're trying to destroy the relationship you have with your son or your daughter, with your family members, glory be to God. They're trying to destroy you, praise God, but God is going to deliver you from that which they're trying to destroy you with. Glory to God. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, amen, for delivering us. Thank you, Father God, for delivering us. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go with me into the book of Psalm chapter 140 and verse 5. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, people of God, the Lord is preparing us, amen. And I tell you, we need to be on guard. We need to be watching, amen. As Jesus said, watch. Praise the Lord. And I want to stay ever mindful and prayerful, glory be to God, of what the Lord is trying to warn us from, amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 140 and verse 5 says, the proud have hid a snare for me. They hid a trap and cord. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set pins for me, Selah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's where Nisi was going. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. They're laying traps. They're trying to get you to fall. Amen? Trying to get you into things that you may not even have been in. Praise the Lord. Trying to get you to do things and venture off and, oh, come on, somebody. In order to have something to blackmail you with, in order to have something that entraps you. Oh, come on, somebody. Something that you can't get yourself out of. Glory to God. You started off free, but now you're in bondage. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's look at the next scripture, which is Psalm 141 and verse 9. Praise God. I know I'm going through a list of scriptures here. Praise the Lord. That's all right. Amen. I hope and pray that you can go there with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, I believe I'm going to read those verses that Nisi placed in the chat room instead of just verse 9. Praise the Lord. I believe I'm going to read verses 8 through 10, so I will, praise God, correct that right now. We're going into the book of Psalms, chapter 141. Praise the Lord. And we're going to read verses 8 through 10. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And as you're going there, praise God, we have one more scripture to cover, and I'll just go ahead and place it into the chat room as well as tell you where we're going next. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I apologize for the buttons that I was pressing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. I hope and pray that you've gotten there in your Bible by now. Psalm 141, verses 8 through 10. Praise God. It says, "But mine eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own net, whilst that I whittle escape." Praise God. He's saying, listen, Lord, whatever trap they're trying to set for me, whatever snare they're laying up, Lord, let them be trapped by their own trap. Praise God. You know, when you are putting out that mouth trap and you're putting that cheese on it and you end up getting your finger caught in it or your foot on it, praise the Lord, because you set the trap to catch them, praise God. He's saying, listen, God, whatever they're trying to put in my way to be able to take me down, let it do to them what they were thinking to do to me. Oh, come on, somebody. Whatever lie they were thinking to tell in order to be able to destroy me, O Lord, let it be found out, God, so that they can be seen for who they really are. Let that weight fall down upon them, what they're trying to do to me. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let it not be which they're trying to make it out to be. Do not allow them to win, Lord. Don't let them succeed in the plan that they're trying to ooh, Jesus. Don't let them do what they're trying to do to me. Don't let it, praise God. Don't let it succeed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. See, because people, praise God, they don't have good intentions for you. Praise the Lord. Mostly people have good intentions for themselves, amen? And I'm not saying that there are not some, praise the Lord, who don't have good intentions. What I'm saying is there are those predators out there who are among us, praise God, who are looking to do us harm, who are looking to take something from us, who are looking to destroy us, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. They're looking to strike us out. They're looking to let us fall from the place in which God has brought us to and lifted us up. We came from a low place, and God has lifted us. Praise God. Hallelujah. To where we are now, and they're trying to take that in which God has given to us from us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And he's saying, let it fall, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let it come to pass. Don't
Don't let their plans succeed, because their plans are evil. They're not good plans, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God, woman of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hope and pray that this word has blessed you tonight. Nisi, God bless you. I thank you for being here. Praise God and encouraging me with your words of encouragement. Praise the Lord. But I'm just trying to say what God is saying to us. Amen. People are out to hurt us. People are out to get us. People are out to do us harm. They have no good thoughts about us. Praise God. And they're trying to do things to us. Praise the Lord. Without thinking that there is a God. Praise the Lord. That we serve. Without thinking that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is with us. Oh, come on, somebody. Without thinking that the Lord is on our side, with thinking that, you know what, God does not see what they're doing. He does not hear what they're saying. Praise the Lord. He does not hear what they're thinking. But the Lord is saying here and on today, praise God, hallelujah, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Amen. Don't put your hands on my children. Don't put your mouth on my children, praise God, because I am their father. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that plan that that person is trying to devise against you will not come to fruition. It will not prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We serve a wonderful, awesome, and amazing God who is looking and watching and listening. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I want you to know that there are predators among us. There are people who want to take what God has for us. There are people who want to feed themselves off of us. Amen. They don't want to do anything with their life but to live off of us. They don't want, praise God, to have to go through what we went through, praise God, in order to be where we are in the Lord. Glory to God. They're hallelujah, Jesus. They just want to skate on by. Amen? Glory to God. And so tonight I hope and pray that this has encouraged you to let you know that God will deliver you out of whatever trap that the enemy's trying to set for you. Glory to God. And just to know, praise God, that there are people who are trying to prey on our weaknesses. There are people who are trying to serve themselves of us. Amen. Who are trying to use us and manipulate us and get over on us and see how they can get from us so that they can keep for themselves. Amen? Hallelujah. But the God that we serve says, don't put your hand or your mouth on my son or my daughter, because that child belongs to me. Amen? Don't try to take from my child what I have given to them. Don't try to destroy my son or my daughter and think that I will not, praise God, recompense you for that in which you're trying to do to my child. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope and pray that this word has been a blessing unto you. I pray that God has really spoken unto you and has open your eyes, praise God, because I can tell you that as I was going through these scriptures, praise the Lord, and as God was walking us through, praise God, I was just saying, Lord, you know, don't let me be nice. Don't let me, praise God, be caught sleeping on the job. Amen. Don't let me be in a place, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, where I think that somebody who attempts to appear to be my friend or tries to appear to be on my side or before me, but they're really against me. Amen. Don't let me think well of someone, praise God, who's coming to try to kill, steal, or destroy me. Amen. The Bible says the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prayer is still relevant.
And prayer still works. Amen. Seek the face of God about whoever is in your inner circle. Pray and ask God, Lord, reveal people to me, Lord, who are not for me, who are just trying to help themselves of me. Reveal to me anybody, Lord, who's trying to use me or manipulate me or get over on me or take from me. Show them to me, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Allow me to see, praise God. What I need to see. Allow me to hear, O Lord God, what it is that I need to hear. Hallelujah. When they think that they're just making this plan and working it out together amongst themselves, O Lord, allow someone to be in the midst, O Lord God, to cause me to get the information that I need, O Lord, so that I can do away with the plan that they've devised against me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you pray, praise God. If you ask God, if you seek the face of God, God will give you an answer. Hallelujah. And if this has happened to you, praise the Lord. The time is now. You are welcome to call in. Praise God. And let us know, glory to God, just what God has done for you. Just how God has sheltered you. Praise God. Just how God has kept you in the plan that they were trying to set for you and how they were trying to trap you. Hey, Jesus. And how they were trying to destroy you. Praise God. But God stepped in and he raised up a standard when the enemy tried to come in like a flood. Hallelujah. And devour you. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are welcome again to call in at this moment and give a praise report. You are welcome to call in for prayer. Glory be to God. The time is now. Praise the Lord. But you need to have people who are praying for you, who are covering you in prayer. Amen. Because you just do not know what people are trying to do against you. Amen. You do not know what someone else has in their mind to do, praise God. But you'll be covered, praise the Lord. Through prayer, you'll be covered, praise God, by seeking the face of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Nisi. God bless you. Praise God. The time is actually incorrect. Praise the Lord. I looked at that also myself, and I have seen that before where it has the wrong time. Amen. We actually have 21 minutes left in the broadcast. Praise God. And so if you guys would like to call in, praise the Lord, to comment on what you have heard or to give a prayer request or a praise report, the time to do that is now. I'm going to go to Prophet, praise God, who is listening, praise the Lord, and see if he has anything he would like to say at this time. Man of God, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. Is there anything that you would like to say?
No, I think that everything that needed to be said has been said, and God has truly spoken on today. And so I will digress today. Maybe on
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to thank you for being present, praise God, and for being here with us. Glory to God. And say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I'm going to put you back on mute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I thank God for Prophet Morgan. I thank God for all of you who have been here. Nisi, Jacinta, guest, praise God. The three guests that I have here, praise the Lord. I don't know which one of you is which, praise God, but you do know who you are. And I just thank God for you. And I thank God, praise the Lord, that he is working. Praise God, that he is watching, that he is looking, that he is listening. Amen. So whatever trap or whatever snare that you try to devise against somebody else, praise the Lord, Please understand and know, praise God, that whatever you're trying to do to someone else, God is going to allow it to be done to you, praise the Lord. So be careful, praise God, what you're trying to do to someone else. Amen. We don't want the Lord to do something to you because you're trying to devise an evil plan. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, it has been a blessed time. I have truly enjoyed the word of the Lord today. Amen. And if someone has spoken a word, praise the Lord, or they've tried to hurt you by lying on you, praise God, I want you to just encourage yourself in the Lord as I'm going to play this song, praise the Lord. And I do believe that the last minutes that we have left, I'm going to go ahead and play some encouraging music, praise God. And if you are still here, God bless you and thank you, praise God, for tuning in and for being a part of what God has truly done here in on today. I tell you that as I went through each of those scriptures, praise God, you just began to see, praise God, the devising and the planning and how things come into play when people are really trying to destroy us, when they're trying to take away from us what God has given unto us, praise God, and that, you know, they're doing these things behind the scenes and thinking that God does not hear them, God does not see them, God does not know what they're doing. But God does hear, and God does see, and God does know, amen? And so it is okay. No matter what they're trying to do to you, know that you serve a God, praise the Lord, who is with you. You serve a God who is for you. You serve a God, hallelujah, Jesus, that is on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Good night to you as well, Nisi. I love you, my sister in the Lord, and may God continue to bless you also and protect and keep you and cover you with his blood. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have you blessed coming in and blessed going out. Amen. Blessed when you're awake and blessed in your sleeping, peaceful state. Praise God that you would just be in an abundance of all spiritual blessings, praise the Lord, glory to God, experience the true riches and greatness of God, amen, and so I thank God for you being here, my sister, God bless you, and I thank God for allowing us to be on one accord, amen, because that scripture, praise the Lord, when God was leading me through these scriptures to talk about this snare and the trap and how people are trying to destroy us, I said, Lord, and this is serious. And I hope and pray that tonight you've taken this serious, people of God, because I'm taking it serious, amen. Attack is trying to be launched against us to really destroy us and hurt us, praise God, in our families, in our finances, in our faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I pray that you'll keep yourself prayed up, praise God. You'll keep other people prayed up. You'll pray for them and pray over them, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And in the midst of what people are trying to do to you, I hope and pray that you will encourage yourself. Amen. I'm going to play Cover Me by 2103 because I just feel in my spirit that we all need to be covered. Amen. And we all need to cover each other in prayer. And we all need to stand fast. Amen. Praise God for people. Glory be to God. Stand fast. Hallelujah, Jesus. And watch over our brothers and sisters. And pray for our brothers and sisters. So I'm going to play Cover Me by 2103. I pray that this song blesses your soul.
That I might go in peace.
Let me lift it.
Hallelujah.
Keep my name on your lips.
Do, do.
When you pray, remember this.
Yes.
I need you.
Cover me. And remember to pray for me.
Continue to pray for me.
Cause I might be going through.
That I might go in peace.
And I might not know what to do.
Continue to keep me
for the effectual fervent prayer.
That I might go spirit in my faith.
Keep my faith on your mind. The next time you go.
When you go to God,
man. Oh, I need it.
I need
you.
Cover me.
days.
How you gonna serve?
I give you praise.
What you gonna do?
All of my days.
How you gonna live for?
All of my days.
Every day.
All of my days.
Every day.
All of my days.
What you gonna do?
All of my days.
How you gonna serve?
All of my days.
All of your days.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I pray that you guys can hear me well in the chat room. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I love you too, woman of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We are nearing, praise God, the end of this celebration. Amen. In the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done here and on today. Thank you, Lord, for what you are continuing to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for everything, Lord God. For truly you are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the praise. And we just want to say, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything and everyone that has breath praise the Lord. Lord God, we just want to lift up your name, Jesus. We want to increase you, oh Lord God, in the face of the people, Lord, because you are a wonderful, awesome, and mighty God. There is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that you won't do. There is nothing that you even are not right now even doing, oh Lord God, in the presence of your people, oh Lord God. You inhabit the praises of your children, oh Lord God. So we just want to say, bless the name of the Lord our God. Bless his name, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, for truly the Lord is worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me in this place. The Lord has done many wonderful, awesome, mighty, and glorious things for you. He's even doing it yet now. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's doing mighty things in the Pai. He's doing mighty things for you, people of God. He's doing mighty things. Hallelujah. He's putting things into place, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. He's taking things out of the way. Hallelujah. And he's lining things up and putting things in place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just want to lift up to you Niecy and her family, oh Lord God, her sister Pam, her brother, oh Lord God, Rick. Lord God, I want to lift up everybody in their family, every son, every daughter, every woman, every man. Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, cover them with your blood, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cover their households, cover their minds, cover their bodies, cover their souls, cover their spirits, cover their finances, oh Lord God. Cover them in their homes, oh Lord God. Cover them on the job, oh Lord God. Just cover your people, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let them abide under the shadow of your wings, oh Lord God. Let them take shelter and refuge in you, oh Lord God. For you, oh Lord, do they put their trust in, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are their saving strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for being who you are. Thank you for being Alpha and Omega. Thank you, oh Lord God, for bringing them closer, oh Lord God. Even through the things that they're going through, Lord, you are strengthening them and allowing them to draw nearer unto you and closer together as a family. Lord, I just want to say thank you for everything that's in their life, Lord. I just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing in their family, Lord God. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, Lord God. I ask you that you continue to keep them, oh Lord God, in your place, oh Lord God, in your bosom, oh Lord God. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing. I thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood, for what you've done on Calvary, for the New Testament, for your sacrifice atoning for our sins. I just thank you for being our Lord and being master. Thank you for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for coming and being present here, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to thank you for every son and every daughter, every person who listened, every person who will listen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee. May the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. May the Lord continue to be with you everywhere you go, when you are awake and while you are sleeping. May the Lord just continue, hallelujah, Jesus, to make himself known unto you. Hallelujah. And may you continue to call him your God, your King, and your Rock, and your Ruler. Amen. Be blessed. We love you. Bye-bye. Praise God. We will see you again, but until then, stay focused on the Lord and the Word. Stay faithful to God because he's faithful to you, and stay fantastic because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are blessed children from a blessed God.